Time now for a look at the world's press. And Leo McGuinn joins me on set to take us through today's headlines. So let's start with OJ, a man who in death, as in life, very much used to making the front pages, Leo.
Yeah, unsurprisingly, Peter, OJ Simpson is all over the front pages this morning, specifically in the UK, whether it be broadsheets like The Guardian or tabloids like The Mirror, who call him infamous OJ. The 76-year-old died after a long cancer battle. He's, of course, best known for being acquitted of the murders of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown in 1994. I want to bring you this opinion piece from the Wall Street Journal this morning. They have this: America in the age of OJ Simpson. It talks of the OJ case being the start of a new media age, which gave rise to a new kind of fame and left all Americans cynical of the law. It was the beginning of what they call hyper-celebrity and marked the emotionalism of crowds. This piece notes that people overlooked the tragedy of the case and said that instead they saw an exciting drama unfold in front of their eyes. This article finishes by saying, before OJ, black Americans lacked confidence in the legal system. After OJ, everyone lacked confidence in the American legal system.
And Leo, Polish children have reasons to be cheerful, from what I understand.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, homework has been effectively banned in the country, as you can see in this Washington Post piece this morning. Under the decree, teachers are no longer to give required homework to kids in the first to third grade, so that's kind of 6 to 9 years old. In grades 4 to 8, homework is now optional and doesn't count towards a grade. The decision comes as Prime Minister Donald Tusk is looking to reinvigorate the education system, with critics saying too much emphasis is put on rote learning and homework and not enough on critical thinking and creativity. But not everyone is happy with the decision. As we can see from the Financial Times this morning, Poland's battle over homework. One director at a school in Warsaw says that Poland's debate over homework shows how education has become part of the culture wars. Parents have also expressed fears that the new decree will lead to an increase in screen time, because it's now up to parents to make even more effort to fill their children's free time. Poland's education minister, however, has defended the move. She says that the mental crisis of young people can be attributed to overload with studies. She also links homework to inequality, since children in affluent families are often helped by their parents or tutors.
AI can just be used to answer homework questions now anyway, so probably it's for the best. Finally, you've got an incredible rescue story to tell us.
Yeah, it really is something out of the movies. We can see in the New York Times, three men rescued. The incredible story of three men rescued after writing help with palm leaves. You can see the picture there. I'll make it a bit bigger for you. The lost men were found on Picolot, which is an uninhabited island about 150 kilometres from their home. The group set off from an island in Micronesia about 2 weeks ago now, and the alarm was raised by a family member after they didn't return on time, and the US Coast Guard then launched an extensive search. And thankfully, they spotted the large letters, which is lucky because it's a tiny island and they were searching across around 100,000 square miles. The aircraft who spotted them deployed survival packs to help the men before a ship picked them up the next day. So, look, all's well that ends well, but maybe in the future, if you go out with your mates, maybe, you know, make provisions or at least have some letters on hand so you can spell them out and get rescued in the future.
Great tip, Leo. Thank you very much for that press review. That's all the news for now. Please stay tuned to France 24.